Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, you can go ahead and exhale because Baskin.
I'm the highfalutin Jeff Phelps.
Andy Baskin.
I've been holding my breath waiting for all of this, yes.
Mm-hmm. What's highfalutin about waiting to hear you say how you can salvage the rest of the season?
You were salty.
Dan, did he not?
Was he not salty?
Did he not say he has the solution for the rest of the season?
It's not that I have a solution to the rest of the season, but I do have a
way to
look at things. I do have a way to look at things that'll be a little different.
And then you have to give me grief about it. I had nothing to do with it. I was just teeing.
I had to wait the whole break for you to tell us what's going on.
I was just teeing you up. I was excited.
Guys. What? You ready?
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah.
How do they salvage the season?
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you all just to sit back and think about this. Steelers-Packers this week. Yeah. Who do you think is going to win?
Packers.
Packers.
Okay, so the Steelers then suddenly become 4-3.
Though it wouldn't shock me if the Steelers
I didn't ask the next part. I asked you what you said off the top.
Aaron Rodgers is playing Green Bay. Dude.
And they could stop
Where
the
is
run.
That game? Is that in Green Bay?
Thanks.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters a whole bunch.
No, you got me wondering.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That game is...
He'll get a standing O, and then he'll get bored if it's in Green Bay. Or then he'll get booed if he's in Green Bay. But he'll get a standing O to start if it's in Green Bay.
All right, so again, I go to the same thing.
Ahead,
that game is in Pittsburgh. It's in Pittsburgh. Okay. All right, but let's just say, I mean, most of us think Green Bay is going to win that game, right? So now the Steelers are suddenly 4-3.
Pretty crummy.
You would think.
The Bengals have the Jets this week. Does anyone expect the Jets to... jump off the
Bengals win that game.
I say the Bengals win that game too.
Joe Flacco, the revenge game against the Jets.
No, that's exactly right. Oh, it's revenge week, isn't it? I don't know. Oh, and for Vrabel, revenge.
Yeah.
For the Browns for not hiring.
Yeah, Mike's really mad that the Browns gave him a landing spot for a year.
That's
he could hang out with mom and dad.
I mean,
get inducted into the Walsh Jesuit Hall of Fame while I was here.
You tell me in a 17 game schedule, 17 games played in an 18 week schedule. If one team is 4-3, one team is 4-4, and one team is 3-5, do you look at the team that's 3-5 and say they're out of it?
No, they're right there in it.
Not at all.
No.
And that could happen this week. I mean, I'm not trying to be optimistic because we can't afford to be that, but again, that's why I'm putting a lot of faith in this. I'm not putting faith in it. I'm just weighing. Must win is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I hear it all the time. It's just, this could be a week where you really flip the psyche of the organization. If you go to 3-5 this week, chances are the teams ahead of you are going to be 4-3 and 4-4. Now the Steelers could win and now all of a sudden they're 5-2, but you're still hanging around at 3-5. This is a crucial week for the AFC North. Crucial.
Okay.
That's why I'm just saying it all depends on how you want it. You want to stand in your head and look at it one way? Okay. You want to stand up straight? You can look at it that way too. But if this, I mean, if I said to you, Green Bay Steelers, you would say Green Bay, majority of you. So now all of a sudden the Steelers are 4-3. And if I said to you, Bengals Jets, you would go, oh, Bengals. And then you would go 4-4. And I tell you, hey, the Browns pull off an upset you know, in Foxborough, and they win this week against New England, they're now suddenly 3-5. Funny how the world looks a lot different than it did on Friday, doesn't it? All it took was one silly little win over the Dolphins, and now you start looking ahead at the schedule. You're like, okay, 3-5 and 4-3, you're only one win behind those guys. Two games in the loss column to the Steelers, but, I mean, we're far from done. Far from done. And, you know, Kevin says we look at each game as a one-week season. Or is that Andrew that says that? I think Andrew says that.
I think
that
it's more. You now.
No, I think Andrew says that more than Kevin.
I don't know. They all say similar things.
And now all of a sudden we are, you look back at last Friday and you're like, oh, man. Wow, we really worried about that. I'm still worried about our offense. I don't think our offense is ready for New England, but our defense is going to be, and if you just catch a couple breaks here and they start forcing turnovers again like they did yesterday, then you've got a chance. So, and then the rest of the schedule looks very favorable. I know, can't look at the schedule, can't play the schedule game, hate doing that, but I'm sorry. If Green Bay beats the Steelers this week and you win, you have changed the whole narrative of the franchise. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know I'm right.
You know what? The scenario you laid out, the least, just on the surface, the least likely thing to happen would be the Browns to go to New England and get a win.
I agree.
So if the Browns can hold up their end of the deal, you're right. All of a sudden,
I'm done. 14 years. Goodbye.
Andy just dropped the mic. Good night, everybody. See you later. No, that's... No, we'll see.
I thank my parents. We'll see. Thank all the little people out there.
If you're just flat out looking at wins and losses and numbers, you're absolutely right. If you're looking at, it's still not a great football team, even though it has a pretty dang good defense, then I think it's still a little far-fetched. We'll see. Andy, honestly... The game in New England will be a phenomenal test for this team. It really will. Drake May is a good young quarterback. They have functioning wide receivers. They have enough of a running game, and their defense is fairly solid. They're tough to pass against. They have good DBs. And they have Mike Vrabel. So we'll see how it plays out.
All I know is that you are what Bill Parcells once said.
You are what your record is, or you need to buy the groceries?
Either one of those. No, you are what your record says you are. You are what your record says. It doesn't matter if you're 29th in offense. You know, if your defense is in top three in the league, you got a chance to be something different. So, but that doesn't matter. What matters is your record. They lose on Sunday, then we go back to where we were on Friday. They win on Sunday. Now, all of a sudden, we're like, this thing's not crazy. And guess what?
What?
We're heading into November, and we're still alive. Huh. How about that? With a bye week ahead of you, where good things can happen when you don't play. Or bad things. But I like to look at the good things.
You're that kind of guy.
So I feel I did this to the Guardians. Why can't I will the Browns back to life?
I'm sorry. You're taking credit for the Guardians'
run? Of course I am. You guys were so... How many times did I look at it? I'm like, hey, man, look at this. They got Detroit. They got Detroit coming up. A lot of games against Detroit. I'm not saying they're going to take 8 games for them, but...
I will say I thought winning the division was far-fetched, but I thought they could get the wild card.
Who was on that division train? I jumped off the wagon for a while there. When they had that 10-game losing streak, I was ready to play taps for them the next day. And Dan's like, don't do it. Have. I don't think we did.
We didn't?
We talked about it. I don't think we actually did.
I don't know. Time's a flat circle.
A little disrespectful to our service, to our... folks in the service, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I'm just saying, it's a little disrespectful.
I'm not touching that one. What a type of pull.
Good for you. I'm proud of you on that one.
Thank you.
Because you know I'm right.
It's on the table. I think the Browns thing is on the table.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
I'm not saying we're in it for the long haul, but all of a sudden things look a lot different on Monday next Monday.
It's rocky road.
On the defense.
What's rocky road? Look at the teams they have.
It's good ice cream. On the defensive side of the ball, you can look at it and think, yep, yeah, this team's capable of maybe making a run, even with a win yesterday. Does anything on the offense other than Quinshon Judkins make you think, yeah, this team's capable of putting something together and really getting it going?
Harold Fannin.
I am put in a position because of your affection for Harold, and I mean that. I don't mean that in any
plays
way.
Plays the right position.
I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, everything about him is a Baskin tight end.
He's a Mack local truck, guy. Man.
Mack.
If he was from Euclid, he'd be a Uke.
Don't spend enough time talking about Pudge the Cat.
You're real optimistic. I think he's a young guy who's coming along, which is really good. The only thing on the offense to me that gives me any great confidence is Quinshon Judkins. And other than that, I think we're going to have to see a lot more out of the quarterback. We're going to have to see somebody at wide receiver actually show that they belong the NFL and to get passes on a regular basis.
Imagine if Jamari Thrash could catch two passes of over 20 yards in one game. What a game changer that would be.
You know, and see, here's the thing. We've talked about this on this show for years. You know, NFL wide receivers go have big games. Does anybody, and Jerry Jeudy's had big games, okay, but does anybody think that any of these wide receivers right now is capable of going out and having a big game? And it's not these guys individual. I just think they neglected the position, and it's such a vital position in today's NFL that was a big mistake on the part of the front office. I feel like
it's been that way for a while. Ray Farmer loved wide receivers.
It's been that way for a good period of time, Andy. Andrew Berry's solution to it has been to go trade for guys. Well, it's kind of worked. Amari Cooper did a nice job here for a while. Jerry Jeudy got traded here and got a nice contract. So good for Jerry. But you know, he's not the JJ you want. You know, the JJ you want is Justin Jefferson. So and Jerry's not in that category, although I'm happy to have Jerry on the team. Good football player. But I just don't think there's enough on this offense that should give anybody the confidence to make you think.
Is it Isaiah Bond? Isaiah didn't have one target yesterday. So, I mean, Isaiah Bond?
I wonder why. Honestly, I think Bond is intriguing.
Because I think the last target hit him in the head because he wasn't looking for the football.
That can be frowned upon. I think Thrash is an interesting guy. Let's just see what he gets. And I already told you what I think of Malachi Corley. But there are three guys that you think, yeah, it'd be nice to get them the ball. But we don't have confidence that any one of them is going to be a stud. And that's a tough way to win in the NFL. Take a look at Green Bay. Green Bay has 5-6 wide receivers. Take a look at Kansas City. And they keep rolling guys out. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton. I mean, they've got five guys that I would take over anybody on our team except maybe Jerry Jeudy. You know, and that's the difference. Those positions weren't neglected on those teams, and I think it was neglected here. And now our fingers are crossed that somebody steps up. Kevin Stefanski's press conference about 6 minutes away, and we'll have it for you right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.